Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.
This is an Odyssey original.
This is Coronavirus Daily. I'm Charles Feldman.
I'm Mike Simpson from the KNX Odyssey Studios in Los Angeles. After the governor of California, the mayors of L.A. and San Francisco, plus a whole bunch of VIP guests, were all photographed without their masks at yesterday's NFC Championship game. It was here at SoFi Stadium in L.A. A lot of people are asking today if mask mandates have jumped the shark.
An L.A. County supervisor says it may be time to let people make their own decisions and calculated risks on when and where to mask up. So we will talk with her about what comes next when it comes to mask policies.
That supervisor is Catherine Barger, L.A. County supervisor. What are you thinking in terms of these mask mandates?
No, I mean, I approached this at our Tuesday board meeting briefly with Dr. Ferrer. I felt that with the vaccination rate in LA County at 78%, we are the strictest county in the state of California as it relates to masking requirements. And knowing that the state is planning on reevaluating on February 15th their overall mask mandate, I felt that it was time for us to look at aligning with the state. And then seeing what happened yesterday, you know, it's clear to me that the masking rules, you know, are in place, but individuals are choosing to mask up based on their calculated personal risk. And so I felt that the time is now because we're going to have the Super Bowl next Sunday, same number of people going into the stadium. And I just believe that we should be clear and consistent with how we are applying this. And again, in the county of California, in the county of Los Angeles, we are far stricter than the state.
Okay, so personal decision time, and maybe we scale it down from large events to, you know, the elevator. You wear your N95 if you don't feel safe, and then if the guy next to you doesn't have his on, that would be fine?
Well, obviously, in a small, confined space like that, I believe that masks are appropriate. But at SoFi Stadium, which is, you know, outdoors other than when you're in the suites, I just feel that what you saw yesterday was an example of people. First of all, you know, it's one of those things where I'm just as guilty as elected. When people want their picture taken, I'm outside. I'll take off my mask and put it back on. So I'm not going to judge on that. But when I looked at the stadium, the people in the stadium, three quarters of them were not wearing their mask. And it's clear to me that I didn't hear an uproar coming from public health today about the sky is falling. And that tells me that there is not this issue as it relates to the science-backed conclusion that wearing a mask outdoors is necessary. Is it another ounce of prevention? Obviously, yes. You know, I had Omicron. I wear my mask. I got it. But at the same time, the numbers are coming down. We saw it peak, and now it's coming down. And I think it's time for us to really reevaluate and, quite frankly, just align with the state.
So if you had to rewrite the rules for the county very concisely, how would they appear? What would you say?
Well, obviously, they would be aligned exactly with what the state mandate is now, which would make an effect at large venues. But I don't think SoFi would have fallen into that category. LA County took it one step further, but aligned with the state. Right now, you've got the state requirement, then you've got the county's requirement, and the county does with these mega venues require a mandate mask, or at least we tell them to do it. We don't enforce it. which is a whole other issue.
You think this would all be different if we actually enforced this? If, you know, there were fines, if people were getting in trouble, would they have these things on?
No, I mean, if you look at what I said today, I don't think the state should wait until February 15th. Recognizing that the Super Bowl is coming here on February 13th, I don't want the same thing to happen next week that happened yesterday, and that is that we say everyone has to wear a mask, and then when you get in the stadium, all bets are off, you don't have to wear a mask. If, again, it were that serious an infraction, public health would have issued a statement today saying, we're very disappointed, people should have been wearing masks, the numbers are going to go up, the sky is falling. That is not the case. It's been crickets.
Well, I mean, that could also be, I mean, the absence of any verbiage from them doesn't necessarily mean agreement, does it? It could also mean that they're recognizing a political and economic reality and are therefore not inclined to buck it.
No, as someone who was chair when COVID first hit, when there are strong beliefs, especially coming out of public health, they are very vocal on bringing that to the attention of the public. So I don't think that it's like, well, you know, they didn't say anything, but they are concerned. Again, I think that yesterday was an example of people truly, you have to be vaccinated to get into the stadium or show a test that you're negative, which is not a perfect science, by the way. But at the same time, people were willing to show their vaccination cards to get into the SoFi Stadium, and enforcement was not done there. And there was nothing today saying, fasten your seatbelt, the numbers are going to go up. I've heard nothing from public health.
L.A. County Supervisor Catherine Barger.
We end today's coronavirus daily with Moderna and long-awaited full approval for use of its COVID vaccine by the FDA. That finally came today, almost a year after doses of Moderna's vaccine started going into arms. The CDC estimates 204 million doses of Moderna's vaccine have been administered. And even though it's close in performance with Pfizer's vaccine, Moderna's version has statistically performed the best out of the available options at preventing COVID infections and serious illness.
At the same time, there could be another COVID vaccine option available soon. Novavax, which does not use mRNA like Pfizer and Moderna, has applied for emergency use authorization of the protein COVID vaccine for adults 18 plus. Novavax's vaccine produced solid results in a clinical trial, 90% effective at preventing COVID infections. So for the vaccine customers among us, you have decisions to make. This is an Odyssey original. Find us and others on the Odyssey app, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Stitcher.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids. I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.